Controlling our country, John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
JD, I'm going to give you the last word this hour. What's up, man?
Well, I want to stay on topic. You asked about gas prices yesterday at Chevron and Shell, $4.80 for regular, $5.25 for premium, and diesel at $5.19. I'd like to, if I have the time, to address Carl. First of all, the ruble is not 3 cents like he said today. At Saturday, he said 1 penny. It's about 40. And he always has a friend. This one is from Russia. A couple weeks ago, he had a doctor friend in Beverly Hills that was arrested 10 times, pulled over, a black doctor. And then he had a friend in the New York attorney's office that Trump was going to jail. And I'm still waiting for you to ask him, when is he going to give us his medical observation on President Biden's mental capacity? He always used to do on Trump every time he called.
Hey,
Carl
thank,
makes up.
Thank you for reminding me. And
Carl,
I will.
Seems to make up a story to fit every topic that's on the radio.
There you go. I got to run. I got to hit the news at the top of the hour.
Thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Thanks, JD. Stick around. Coming up, very excited. We're going to have Tom Homan on. We've been trying to get him for, weeks now. As the former acting director of ICE under Donald J. Trump, he is a Heritage Foundation visiting fellow and a darn good fellow, I'm told. We'll find out how good coming up in the next few minutes. We're going to talk about what's going on along our southern border, and is it getting better, or is it still getting worse? I think it's getting worse. I really honestly do. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Have you checked that price at the pump lately? And it is not good news. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The price of gas continues to soar. If you filled up your car recently...
Very little good news for motorists.
Patrick DeHaan, who's the senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com.
While the pace of increases should likely slow down this week, they will not stop. The national average will continue advancing. Gas prices in most cities may go up another 5 to 15 cents a gallon this week.
So it's more important than ever to shop around for the best price.
Prices are varying in ways we've never seen before, from 50 cent a gallon differences from station to station.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Moscow is searching for loopholes out of financial sanctions.
Leading Russian banks, Sberbank and Tinkoff, are looking into the possibility of payment cards powered by China's UnionPay system after Visa and MasterCard said they would cut their services in Russia over the invasion of Ukraine. These banks have told users that Visa and MasterCard will work within Russia but will stop working for payments outside of the country after Wednesday. Russian banks are scrambling to find new ways to facilitate cross-border payments after a host of foreign companies have suspended financial services. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is deepening as Russian forces intensify their shelling and food, water, heat, and medicine grow increasingly scarce. Ukraine says it is facing a medieval-style siege by Moscow to batter it into submission. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 797 points, the Nasdaq dropped 42, the S&P 500 lower by 127. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the pain at the pump shows no signs of letting up, as Nevada's record gas prices are still on the rise. As of yesterday morning, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in the Silver State was $4.53. That's up nearly 25 cents from Friday's record high. In Clark County, the average price was $4.55. The new record surpasses the $4.27 mark that was hit in 2008 after Hurricane Katrina. Some local analysts say the average prices could soon reach $4.75 and beyond. AAA reports that during the first week of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the price of regular gas jumped by almost 41 cents per gallon. That's the second largest jump in national prices ever. Some Southern Nevada business leaders say there's a need for worker development and economic diversification. Speaking at the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance's State of Economic Development event, several local business leaders said Southern Nevada's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic won't come from the rebound, but a rebalancing. Speaker said Northern Nevada has achieved diversity through technology.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just check the traffic cams, and it looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour on Interstate 15 right now, southbound at Spring Mountain, north at Tropicana. And look out for some police activity
It's near Allegiant Stadium there, just south on Dean Martin Drive.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Final hour of Live and Local for a Monday. Sunday, of course, all of the Sunday shows were full of Ukraine this and Ukraine that. We have been Ukraine intensive today. And, of course, the war that Russia is prosecuting in Ukraine. Marsha Blackburn is an old friend of ours. Used to interview her all the time during my days in Nashville, Tennessee. She is a senator from Tennessee and was on Fox and Friends Weekend. And she was part of that Zoom call with Volodymyr Zelensky. And I want you to hear her perspective after sitting down with the president of Ukraine over the weekend. This is cut number four. Go.
What Zelensky wanted is that no-fly zone. He needs to get aircraft in there that his military can actually fly in order to protect themselves. He was very upfront about the importance of SWIFT and getting them out of the system. I do have that sense of the Senate resolution to block Russia from SWIFT. And I hope we take that up this week. And then he also pointed to energy and the importance of stopping those purchases of Russian oil, because energy really is Russia's currency. And that is what they are using to finance this war. Zelensky also mentioned cutting off the use of MasterCard and Visa by the Russian people. So all of this will help. But I've got to tell you, Will, the energy is the number one thing in keeping the attention on what Russia is trying to do. And we need to go back to drilling domestically so we're not buying oil and gas from madmen in Venezuela or Iran or other areas.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, we're going from one bad guy to another. We're seeing their secret deals being made with Venezuela and that dictator there, Maduro. And now there's more deals in Iran. And weirdly, that the Russians are involved in the deal with Iran as well. I mean, what is going on?
Rachel, this is so unseemly that the Biden administration has had these negotiators in Vienna trying to negotiate this deal. And the Russians are the intermediaries in this. When Russia is out here attacking Ukraine unprovoked, and Russia is trying to supply more oil to the U.S. and to the EU, and then they're trying to get Iran back in the pipeline to supply the EU and the U.S. This is unheard of. We do not need a new deal with Iran. What we need is to uncap these wells in the U.S. that have been capped in the past year because of the Biden administration. We need to stop flaring natural gas and get that into the pipeline. We need to go back to drilling on federal lands and use these leases that we have. We need the Keystone Pipeline, which, by the way, if it were finished, would give us another 830 1,000 barrels a day. And it is just the northern leg of that pipeline that needs to be finished. What they are doing, buying oil from Russia, needs to stop right now, this minute. No excuses. Just stop it. And this silliness of Jen Psaki standing there and saying, well, it doesn't really affect the global supply. Oh, yes, it does. And let's look at Mississippi and Alabama and the panhandle of Florida and Louisiana and Texas. And let's go back to drilling there and not bringing this in, importing the 670,000 barrels a day. It's ridiculous.
That's a new number. I had originally seen it as 500,000. Now it's 672,000. That's the number of barrels. Stick around. We got a lot more to do. We're going to go to our break early. So stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS6.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
672,000 barrels of oil a day that we purchase from Russia. That's according to Marsha Blackburn, U.S. Senator from Tennessee. She was on Fox and Friends weekend yesterday. All I will say is we can replace that in a nanosecond if we have the intestinal fortitude to do that. And it appears that many of the American people want to do just that. Gentleman Jim Dallas, you've been tracking this because there are new numbers that are out polling that indicates, well, that Americans are ready to let go.
Absolutely. And when you want to talk about these different polls, there are obviously better polls than others, ones that are more accurate. And I think Rasmussen has developed a reputation where they're probably one of the most trusted and closest to reality that I can think of. And in their poll, a whopping 70%, 7 out of 10, likely U.S. voters believe the U.S. government should encourage increased oil and gas production to reduce America's dependence on foreign sources of oil and gas. It only makes sense. Only a measly 18% are against it. And I want to know what those people are smoking anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. The big question is going to end up being what happens from here? And are people going to rise up and simply demand it? The administration cannot continue to stonewall this thing. I mean, when we get to $5 a gallon gasoline, and we're not that far here in Nevada, $4.59. We are not that far from $5, and especially when the price of a gallon of gasoline has gone up 25 cents just in a week.
Yeah, it's unsustainable. There are people on fixed incomes, and even forget about the gas prices for a second here, Kevin. They're still in the middle of winter, especially back east in the Northeast and the upper Midwest, and they're still worried about heating oil and natural gas, and that also is going through the roof. So if you're paying 50% more for gas and you're paying 50% more for heating oil, what are you going to do for food? Because food is already up 7 to 10% and even more in some sectors. It's getting to the point where we're crossing into a crisis zone right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of the things that I think will be very, very fascinating to watch is how the American people deal with this. Are the American people going to drive less? Because right now, and I told you about the story.
Tom Holman's in the line.
Told you the story of how I was going to go to Reno and drive, and I'll fly now, because that's got to be cheaper than spending $4.59 a gallon, and it'll probably be up to $5 a gallon very, very soon. I am very, very excited to have our next guest on. He is the former acting director of ICE. He is the Heritage Foundation visiting fellow and a darn good fellow to boot. He is Tom Holman. He joins us. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to ask you, we've been concentrating on the border of other nations half a world away, and it seems like the fake news media continues to just ignore the border, our southern border to Mexico. Let me just ask you, as somebody that's still very much plugged into what's going on down there, is it getting any better or is it getting worse?
No, it's not getting any better. Every month's still a record high. Now, they went down from the previous months by a small fraction. But you got to understand, the border numbers remain the same. Now, let me explain that. The Biden administration saw that the numbers went down 6%. Less apprehensions means more gotaways. That's just the frank truth. Because when you pull resources off the border, there's going to be more gotaways. So when they have these large groups come across, they send all the border patrol assets into processing, leaving the border wide open. For instance, on the Haitian crisis, when they had 15,000 on the bridge, they pulled every border patrol agent within the sector. And there's 224 miles of border unprotected for weeks. So how many gotaways were there? So the Biden administration likes playing with the numbers. They still haven't released the ICE report because they're afraid of those numbers. But less apprehension just mean more gotaways, which is very troubling for this country.
I want to ask you, what is the ratio of gotaways to captured? I mean, do we know what that number is, a guesstimate maybe?
Gotaways are running just over 500,000 since Biden became president, just over 500,000. And how is that tracked? People say, how do you come up with that number? It's based on drone traffic, camera traffic, and sensor traffic that the Border Patrol can't respond to, so they make note of it, that they couldn't respond to because they're in facilities processing. So happening in gotaways, and going back to your first comment, that's what makes us a national security crisis, just not a humanitarian crisis. When half the Border Patrol is not on the border because they're processing payment units, the border is wide open to people who want to do us harm to cross. Border Patrol has already arrested 16 people on the FBI screening database coming across the border. So how many of the 500,000 were known as suspected terrorists? Because you know what? Known as suspected terrorists don't want to be arrested. So apparently the 16 that got arrested are morons, and they got arrested. But most of them are going to sneak across and avoid apprehension. So we have a true national security crisis on our border.
Again, Tom Homan joining us, former acting director of ICE, Heritage Foundation visiting fellow. Are there any programs in place or in the process of being in place that you can point to and say, well, it might take a couple of months, 6 months, 8 months, but it'll start showing dividends somewhere down the road that we have implemented under Biden that might change this momentum?
Absolutely not. This administration hasn't done one damn thing. I would love to be at the White House and ask Jen Psaki, name one thing the administration has done to slow the flow on the southern border. They got nothing. The only thing they're doing is Title 42, and we just had to sue them for that. We just won in court on that Friday that they can't pick and choose who they return on Title 42, because they released most Title 42. This is COVID pandemic people. Under the Trump administration, everybody got sent back under Title 42. Under the Biden administration, families don't get sent back, unaccompanied children don't get sent back, people from other countries don't speak Spanish don't get sent back, and the same with Remain in Mexico. They send very few back to Remain in Mexico. Now, both of these programs, Remain in Mexico and Title 42, we had to sue them to keep them in place, and they're running them. The Remain in Mexico, they've sent back a total of 500 people since the court ordered them to do it. We used to send 500 back a shift in 4 months. So they're slow rolling it. They're dragging their feet. So I hope the court calls them back in and finds them in contempt of court because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing as ordered by their federal court.
Again, Tom Homan joining us, the former acting director of ICE. You chuckled at my last question. You'll probably guffaw at this next one. You talk about stuff that the Biden administration has done. They named Kamala Harris, the vice president, supposed to be the point person on our southern border. How's that worked out?
Yes, she went to the southern border one time. She went to El Paso. Not even down to Ground Zero, the Rio Grande Valley or Del Rio. Because she didn't want to see it. She didn't want to see and have to witness that the White House talking points and the secretary are lying. So the secretary still says the border's closed and it's secure. And a 500,000 gotaways. Look, the Biden administration were handed the most secure border in this nation's history by President Trump. That's not my opinion. That's based on data. Data clearly shows illegal immigration was down over 80%. It was at a 35 to 40 year high, depending on what month you look at. And they went from the most secure border we've ever had, certainly during my career, which spanned 35 years, to the historic illegal immigration this past year. He went from the best to the historic worst in a matter of months. That's not by accident. That's not by mismanagement. That's by design. This is open borders. Kamala Harris supports open borders. When she was a senator, she supported sanctuary cities. She supported amnesty. She supported ending ICE detention. And she